This is Jay Sekulow, breaking news. House Democrats invent a fake impeachment proceeding.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Now the inquiry is getting more serious, and it's time to have very specific procedures.
And the Speaker has supported this effort so far?
Yes.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We're better than this. Instead of coming back and doing real work, instead of doing the things that the people sent us up here, we're changing committee rules and calling it something else because they absolutely despise this president. It has become so obvious. And Ms. Pelosi is empowering this because she knows she can protect her members at the same time while letting the chairman satisfy his own left political base in the process.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
All right, so I'm calling this the, we're very clear what we call this, and I want to be very specific because it's important for you to understand. It's, what is it? It's a resolution for investigative procedures. We call this House Democrats invent fake impeachment proceedings. Let me tell you what this is not, an impeachment hearing. No article of impeachment discussion at this point. I mean, they reference it barely in this. This is a procedural move, okay, to placate the left base of the Democratic Party. That's what this is. Understand what you're going to, they're going to introduce this on Thursday. So I wanted to get ahead of this so you'd understand exactly what we're dealing with here. And what this is, so we're very clear, is a, this is what they call it, a resolution for investigative procedures offered by Chairman Jerry Nadler. And this involves, and we're going to really break this thing down. They, you've got some on the left trying to pitch this as this is the formal investigative procedure. Jerry Nadler said, this is more formal. Nancy Pelosi said, no, this is just what they're doing. It's the investigative procedures. In it, they say, by the way, this is, and thank you, Chairman Nadler, for this. The president's counsel may respond in writing, that would be me and my our team, to information and testimony presented to the committee in open session, if we want to. The chairman, after consultation with the ranking member, may invite the president's counsels to review and respond in writing to executive session materials. So this is what this is. You're going to hear all of this information, and I will tell you this very clearly. I think this is important for people to understand. This is part of the political theater that's going on right now. Understand what this is, political theater that is taking place. So because of that, we are going to break this resolution that they're putting forward down very clearly. So you understand exactly what this situation is. But this is, Jordan, just before we get into the particulars, this is political theater.
Yeah, let's be honest. It's an impeachment by using the word without actually doing an impeachment. And it's to satisfy the radical liberal base of the Democrat Party. People like Jerry Nadler, who chair this committee, are facing challenges from people who are similar to AOC and others who took down New York long-term liberal Democrats because they weren't liberal enough. So he feels like he's got to do something that sounds like, looks like, maybe impeachment. So we'll use the word. They use the word 11 times in this five-page document. Every time they use it, it's got a big maybe. Whether we do this, whether we do that, whether we actually exercise this great Article I power. So again, it is all politics when it comes to what the House Judiciary Committee is doing. And let's not forget that this vote, which will pass because the House Judiciary Committee has 24 Democrats and 17 Republicans, it'll pass on party line vote. It will pass the same day that the Democrats have their next debate on Thursday.
All right. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, and we want your reaction to all of this. 1-800-684-3110. And there's some other breaking news we're going to get into when we come back from the break that's just being announced. And again, but we'll take your calls, 800-684-3110. Don't forget also, support the work of the ACLJ. You can do that at aclj.org. Let me encourage you also to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Periscope. At Twitter, it's easy, at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at ACLJ. Facebook, there's a Jay Sekulow page, a Jordan Sekulow page, and an American Center for Law and Justice page, and we encourage you to stay engaged there. Of course, supporting the work of the ACLJ is always easy. Just go to aclj.org. What do you think of this Democratic move, so-called impeachment? 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Taking your calls when we come back.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
About this, there's going to be a vote on Thursday, and and Jerry Nadler's trying to spin this as well. Let's play what he said. Actually, he said this is more formal. This is a more formal aspect, a next step in this formal process. But let me tell you what this is. This is a as we call it. This is a fake impeachment proceeding. The political risk for them in doing this. This is why they could lose the House over this. They know this. They know it's not going to happen, and there's not going to be a conviction in the United States Senate. There's no Republican support for this. This isn't the Clinton matter, and he won in the Senate. This isn't Nixon. It's never got to a formal proceeding like this into the details where they actually had votes. This is nowhere near that, by the way, and that's not there. But here's what Jerry Nadler said.
It's not new that we're doing that. We've done that a while ago. We've told the courts that we've done that. We've announced it. But now the inquiry is getting more serious, and it's time to have very specific procedures.
And that the speaker has supported this effort so far?
Yes.
Okay, now I want to play for you. It's very hard to hear it. I'm going to play you what Nancy Pelosi actually said. So here's, it's garbled. I'll read it afterwards, but listen closely.
Do you support the resolution that Chairman Nadler has put forward?
Yes, I do. I think that you should characterize it as what it is, a continuation of what we have been doing, and we all work together on these things.
Okay, this is really important. I wanted to break this down before this is national news on Thursday. I wanted to break this down for you today. Okay, very important. So what did she say? Do you support the resolution that Chairman Nadler has put forward? Answer, yes, I do. Okay. And I think that you should characterize it for what it is. It's a continuation of what we've been doing and how we all work together on these things. In other words, this is not an impeachment hearing. Okay? This is Jerry Nadler protecting his left base of his party. And he's got a challenger in New York that's left of Jerry Nadler. So that's a lot of what this is. I'm just telling you, understand. In the next segment, we're breaking this thing down. In the next half hour, we're going to go line by line so you understand exactly what this is and is not.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a couple of presidents be impeached before, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton, but both were later acquitted by the Senate. In fact, in our entire history of the United States, not a single president has been removed from office by utilizing the Article I impeachment power and then the trial by the Senate, the conviction power. Some have left during impeachment beginning, but not one has actually gone through the full process and led to the removal of a president. Nancy Pelosi knows this. Jerry Nadler knows this. Mitch McConnell knows this. And again, she is playing down in that soundbite what Jerry Nadler is trying to play up in his faux resolution. She's just saying this is the same work they've already been doing. He's trying to act like this is a new resolution they're voting on. She's saying they're already doing this work. This is something that they already were doing at the Judiciary Committee, and I support their continued work on that. She knows that big picture, this is a losing issue. I think you're right, Dad. This, though the House is a very difficult right now electoral map, even in 2020, for Republicans to take back the House. I mean, you're talking about it would have to be a – I have a new book coming out, The Next Red Wave. You'd have to have a massive red wave to take back the House in just this one cycle in 2020. They go too far down this road, and Republicans do take back the House.
Yeah. Well, how close do you think that is? I mean, you outline in the book. I mean, it's flipping about, what, 19 seats?
Yes, but, I mean, again, there's been redistricting since then. There's been a number of retirements of House Republicans as well, some of, because of age, some because they feel like they're not going to get back into the majority this next cycle for various reasons. Some of those are we're glad they're going because they are not the most conservative members, let's put it that way. And they were going to be primaried by conservatives who are more Trump supporting. But let's be honest here. If they get too far down this road, not only is it almost impossible for them to take back the Senate, they could lose their one branch they have control of, and most predict will continue to have their control on if you go on this current path. We're still very early out. The House of Representatives. You go. Impeachment has always hurt the party who has brought the charges. Look what happened to the Republicans when they tried to move against Bill Clinton that way. Democrats, overwhelming victories.
Yeah, and let me tell you this. This is all the fallout from the Bob Mueller hearing being a zero for those that were trying to get that to be a basis of impeachment. Now, notice now what they're talking about, emoluments clauses, business transactions. That's what they're looking at. The stuff that was in the Mueller report, not so good anymore. Why? Because because Bob Mueller couldn't defend his own nonsense. I mean, think about what they did, my colleague John Dowd. And they put that edited version of a phone message he left with a lawyer that was representing General Flynn. And they didn't put the whole thing in. And then when you read the whole thing, when you get the actual document, which the judge fortunately released, it was nothing like what they put in there. So that didn't work out for him. Bob Mueller couldn't defend his own report. He had no idea what his report actually was saying. Let's just be honest about it, okay? He did not know what the report was saying. He couldn't defend it. Now they're at this stage. What is this stage? This stage is called the resolution of investigative procedures. We're calling it a Democratic invention of a fake in impeachment proceeding. Why? Because this is how they are proceeding. That's what this is. And I think when you have a situation like this, you have a, and I think this is significant. When you have a situation like this, the best thing to do if you're the Democrats is try to keep up something because the Speaker does not want to go there. And there's a political reason of why they don't want to go there. Jordan just mentioned the fact that it would be beneficial to the House Republicans. But it would also hurt the Democrats that won in those reddish districts.
Oh, yes. It would benefit House Republicans, Senate Republicans, and the President of the United States. They want to guarantee President Trump's victory. They want to guarantee Republican Senate with more Senate seats. They want to guarantee Republican House move forward with an actual impeachment. So that's why they're doing a phony impeachment. And this is why they're doing it. It's not to, again, actually get towards impeachment. It's to fight off their own challenges from within the Democrat Party. People like Jerry Nadler have got AOC types running against them in their districts. So they've got to look really liberal, act really liberal, even though they're part of the party leadership that really understands that if we go too far down this road, we're all going to lose power. And it won't matter if we're in the House or not, because we're not going to have any power in the House of Representatives. We're going to have no check on this president whatsoever if they go down this road. So the political calculation, I've always thought this was absurd for Democrats. It is a huge distraction. And now you're going to get a bunch of, as they've already been on the record, many of them. But again, tomorrow night when they have the Democrat debate, this will be a question again. Do you support impeachment? And see, they're going to get that question, not do you support the inquiry that Jerry Nadler is opening up? They're going to get that direct question on impeachment. And that is how you directly divide the country, which is how exactly how President Trump gets reelected.
All right. So here's what Representative Collins had to say about this. This is the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee, number 13.
She supports it because she don't have to vote for it. It's not going to come out of committee. She's supporting it because she can protect her moderate members on the floor, which she can't get 218 votes for. It's no wonder she supports it. She's supporting it because it simply will do nothing.
There, you had that's said exactly correct. She's supporting it because it will actually do nothing. But they're going through this because, as I said, Jerry Nadler is getting pressure on the left. That's part of this. And then you have this other pushback going on right now, which is within some of his own members on the Judiciary Committee. He's got Ted Lieu. He's got these others that are, you know, left of center is being kind. But they make these statements up, and this is. And by the way, it's very nice that they're going to let the lawyers respond in writing. I mean, this is political. In reality, it's political theater. That's a lot of what this is. Now, Jordan's got a book out. That's coming out September 24th, called The Next Red Wave. Let me encourage you to do something today, and that is to pre-order this book. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, really wherever you can pre-order your books, get it. It's a great way to stay engaged. It's a great way to understand. A lot of the issues we talk about on this broadcast, he discusses in the book. So it's a great way for you to get informed and engaged, and we want to get it on as many of these lists as you can. We know that's always a process, so your support for The Next Red Wave. It's a great educational piece, too, as well. I've got an introduction to it, but it'll give you a lot of great information.
That's right, and Sean Hannity endorsed the book. Right on the front cover, you will see Sean's shorter endorsement saying that The Next Red Wave is a must-read for anyone who cares about America, with a detailed roadmap for the future and how Americans can hold politicians accountable. What we focus on here is how to beat leftist aggression, the Rhino betrayal, a lot of these Republicans in name only who have not been so helpful, especially when like defunding Planned Parenthood and those key issues, and in the House with a lot of these retirements. And then, of course, deep state subversion. Listen, they're still there. Like we talked about, we know that one of Comey's spies is still at the Department of Justice, National Security Division. So there's still deep state actors to defeat. This book gives you a guide, a roadmap for victory in 2020. How do we get there to keep these policies moving forward that we fought for since 2016 so they're not reversed very quickly? So go to thenextredwave.com, pre-order the book today. We're taking your phone calls on the faux impeachment by Jerry Nadler and his House resolution. Take your calls 1-800-684-3110. Go to aclj.org as well to stay updated on all the issues.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online Sign up right now, ACLJ.org.
We got a little bit of additional breaking news that we want to get to just for a moment here. I brought a panel in, Andy Economo, Wes Smith, and Harry Hutchison. But before we get into some content discussion on this, if you're just picking this up, last night the president informed John Bolton that I'm reading the tweet here, that his services were no longer needed at the White House. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration. Therefore, I asked John for his resignation, which he gave me this morning. I thank John very much for his service. I will be naming a new national security advisor next week. Wes, you served as a colonel in the United States Army. You've got legal expertise in national security. What happened here?
Well, the media reports indicate that over the weekend and the first part of this week, after the flare-up with the Afghans and the debating and diplomatic negotiations with the Taliban, that behind the scenes, that the Secretary of State Pompeo was advocating for a more measured response, still trying to negotiate our way out of Afghanistan. Whereas Bolton, he has always been a bit of a hawk. His knee-jerk reaction is to either send in the troops or send in more troops. And at this point, there was a real disagreement, apparently, behind the scenes.
What's your view on the troops? I mean, you've been in the region. What's your view on more troops in there? I mean, it just seems like it's intractable.
Yeah, we have tried that. It does not work. We have a couple of blogs on our website about this issue. There has to be a way to resolve this with a minimal amount of troops in the area.
But upping it to 20, 30,000 troops again?
Forget it. That's absolutely insanity. And Pompeo is a smart guy. He's a West Point grad.
Yep.
He's a former director of the CIA.
Yep.
Even though he's militarily an expert, he's also very measured in his responses and how he thinks. And I think when you go toe-to-toe with someone like Mike Pompeo, and you're John
Mike
Bolton.
Mike Pompeo is also the Secretary of State.
That's right. You're going to lose that argument, and apparently John Bolton lost.
I'm friends with John Bolton. I like John Bolton a lot. Friends with Mike Pompeo. I like him a lot. I mean, Mike Pompeo, Andy's the boss.
Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, he's made the ultimate decision on matters of diplomacy. Of course, that's subject to overrule by the commander and chief, the president. John Bolton cannot get along with Pompeo. Pompeo wins every time.
Okay, Harry?
Well, I agree with Andy. Essentially, with respect to Bolton, my problem has always been that he leans too heavily on American intervention, and then he does not necessarily have a well-articulated strategy to get us out after we've gone in, and I think that has led to long-term problems for the United States.
All right, we wanted to cover that, obviously, because it was breaking news as we were literally on, if you're hearing us live, literally while we were on the air. It was breaking. So again, so that's the information there. Let me go to this. We're talking about this resolution, which is called a resolution for investigative procedures. I'm going to ask each of our experts, and we'll take a call. Yeah. I'm going to ask each of our. Well, let's go ahead and take a call first. Yeah. I think that's the right thing.
Lewis' call from New York on line three kind of sets the stage for the craziness of all of this. Lewis, welcome to JCEQ Live. The absurdity of the House Judiciary Committee under Jerry Nadler.
Okay,
hey, Lewis.
Lewis, go ahead. You're on the air.
First of all, God bless you guys for all the good work you do.
Thanks.
My question is, how do we get these politicians to work for the people? They're wasting hours, days, months, dollars with all of our tax dollars. And I disagree with you by saying this is a political theater. I think it's hate is what's driving this whole thing, with politicians working by hate. They hate the president.
Well, I know there's no question about that. But what they're playing out in the public is what I mean. What they're playing out here is political theater.
Yes, this is total political theater for their own.
I mean, look at what it's called. It's called a resolution for investigative procedures.
They know that if they really want to damage the president with impeachment, they also know that that would damage them. So if they really had it out for him so much, they'd try to move forward with it, even though they'd suffer the political consequences. They don't want to suffer the political consequences. They actually need to they have to win their primaries. All of these House seats are up for re-election, all 435. Two will be decided actually tonight. Republicans could add two seats tonight, get a little bit closer to the majority. So people like Jerry Nadler and a lot of his colleagues who used to be pretty liberal are now facing challengers who are very liberal, and they're kind of like the AOCs, Rashida Tlaibs, Ilhan Omar types, and they're worried in districts like New York and places like where he represents that they could be beaten just like their friend Connolly was by AOC.
Yeah, so here's what she actually said. This is number six.
We in the House of Representatives, we have to do our job. And I think that once the House impeaches, the House has impeached the president.
Okay, so Andy, they know, though, it's, I mean, you're talking about not going to happen. First of all, they're never going to get to that.
No, they're not.
I mean, at the House. This is politically, this would be political suicide for them.
Of course it would. And again, she makes childish remarks, silly remarks. I read what she said. If the House impeaches, the House impeaches. And then if this goes to the Senate, if they want it to fail. I mean, what are you talking about if they want it to fail? Why don't you learn some civics? If the House impeaches, then there is a trial in the Senate, and the Senate must convict by a certain percentage. So what she's saying is double talk and double speak. This resolution is nothing but a fake attempt to set ground rules for if someday in the future they decide to impeach the president. If I may, Jay.
I know you want to do this. Andy wants
really
to read for our entire
this.
Radio and television audience. Andy wants to read because
really
he's
a
linguist. He's going to read what they actually wrote with the 14 predicates.
That's exactly right, Jay. The text. Read the text. I'm a textualist.
Okay.
In reading Latin and Greek, we read the text and we look at the text. Listen to what they resolve. That's the paragraph here, page 4. Resolve. The Committee on the Judiciary states the following procedures apply to the presentation of information in connection with the committee's investigation to determine whether to recommend articles of impeachment with respect to President Donald J. Trump, subject to modification by the committee as it deems proper. This is what Rachel Maddow, my favorite television host in the world, called Wordy Birdie. This is nonsense. If and whether, and we might, and we could, and we may modify this, and we're going to determine. And this is people who are gutless and are afraid to say impeachment does not work and will not work. But we're going to take some foolish little steps to talk about procedures in the event we jump off the cliff.
All right, so I got to break this down again because this is important. So this resolution, so everybody hears, is not a resolution on impeachment proceedings. This is procedures as they investigate this. That's why I'm calling this political theater. But listen to what it says. Andy was right. We're going to adopt, the Judiciary Committee will adopt the following A, procedure to apply to the presentation. In other words, once we get information in connection with an investigation to determine whether to recommend articles of impeachment. You break that down, and what does it actually say? Here's some procedures as we do our investigation.
Yes, and here are procedures that we will modify as we see fit, as the spirit moves us, and if we have insufficient amounts of coffee on a Monday morning, perhaps we will change. This is the theater of the absurd. And essentially, Jerry Nadler is trying to protect his own reelection chances because he's afraid of being primaried in New York by someone who is more liberal than he is.
But good news, the president's lawyers get to respond in writing. We're good in writing, I have to say.
We're pretty good in writing.
Yeah, we are pretty good in writing, and three of the president's lawyers are here on this. This is okay. We're going to be taking a break. We're back in about a minute and a half. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, you know to do it. You just go over to ACLJ.org, Facebook, or Periscope. Share it with your friends if you're on Periscope right now. Phone lines are open. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. The Next Red Wave, Jordan's book. Pre-order it now. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get the books, you get your books. Again, the book's title, The Next Red Wave. Back with more, including your calls at 800-684-3110 in just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
All right, folks, we are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So what are we talking about exactly? We are talking about the House Judiciary Committee making it try to look like to the average American, even news watcher, someone who is pretty up to speed, because if you're not up to speed, you wouldn't even pay attention to this, that they're somehow bringing and starting like formal impeachment hearings against the President of the United States. That would be a pretty big deal. You know, if that was occurring right now, ABC, NBC, CBS, every, not just cable news, every network would be breaking in right now if that was the case. It's not. They want you to believe that, especially if you're a liberal voter or if you're a Republican on the fence about voting for President Trump. All they are doing, let's go through the panel. We'll start with Andy. And you read through the paragraph about resolved what they're going to do.
Right.
They used the term impeachment 11 times in five pages. It's always with a caveat of whether we'll do it or might do it. And one time they don't even say impeachment. They say the grave Article I power, but we'll count that as impeachment. At the same time, nothing about this is starting formal impeachment.
No, it does not. What it is a roadmap that they're trying to set out for procedures that apply to the presentation of information. In other words, these are the procedures that we're going to follow in presenting information in connection with, and then again, it falls short of impeachment, with the committee's investigation to determine if, whether to recommend articles of impeachment, subject to, as Harry pointed out in the last segment, subject to modification, depending on how the spirit may move us, as the investigation proceeds. So all it is a fake investigation format, and it is not articles of impeachment that they're voting on whatsoever, Jordan. It is procedures that we may put in place, we may modify, we may change, we may subject them to further modification later on to determine if we're going to impeach, when we're going to impeach, why we're going to impeach, and where we're going to impeach.
Michael on Facebook writes in, the Democratic Congress seems about as useful as a screen door on a submarine. Let me go to one of our military guys here, Wes Smith. I mean, this idea, again, I think Michael is right. It is, again, this is like, it's a fake impeachment. It's like putting a screen door on a submarine. It's not going anywhere, and it's not going to actually accomplish anything.
Right, and they're trying to have it both ways. They're trying to get kudos from the fringe left in the party by saying, hey, we're taking action to consider impeaching the president, and yet they don't want to disenfranchise most of the American electorate, including moderate Democrats, who do not want them to go down that trail, which is why Nancy Pelosi is trying to put cold water on this. But all of this, all of the qualifiers that Andy mentioned, what they indicate is the duplicity and the disingenuousness and what I call the kabuki theater of the last 2.5 years. And it really, when it comes down to it, it's an insult to the constitutional republic, which is fairly unprecedented. And that is, if your candidate doesn't win, or if you don't like the results of a free and fair election, as the caller mentioned, you don't have to do the people's business. You can spend 2.5-3 years simply launching relentless and baseless attacks simply because you didn't win the election. It's an insult to the American people, and the caller's right. It's a waste of time and tax dollars.
All right, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you, folks, as we go into this break, we're going to continue to take your phone calls. Get your calls in, 1-800-684-3110. The idea that Democrats would even go down this road, I want to get your thoughts on that. How bad do you think it will backfire on Democrats? Or do you disagree? Do you think this helps Democrats? We'll take both opinions. 1-800-684-3110. What do your friends and neighbors think about impeaching the president? I'll tell you, folks, we get into all of this in my brand new book. It's out very soon now, September 24th. The Next Red Wave, How Conservatives Can Beat Leftist Aggression, Rhino Betrayal, and Deep State Subversion. You can get the hardback, you can pre-order now, you can pre-order the audiobook now. Go to thenextredwave.com. We really encourage you to make those pre-orders today. We'll be right back.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Whether, if we decide, we might, if we do, we're going to let you answer questions, maybe, after we talk about it. This is the Jerry Nadler News for Thursday. That's what this is. I want you to understand what it is. We're taking your calls, your reaction to all this, 800-684-3110. I want to quickly mention John Bolton leaving the National Security Council. That was announced this morning, so if you're hearing us either tape delayed or you're hearing us just the second half of the broadcast, some stations do that. Let me go to Wes on that. What is your understanding of what transpired here?
Yeah, I think the Afghan debacle over the weekend and canceling the secret talks and all of our way forward in that country sort of brought this to a head, because you had the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who is a smart guy, former military guy, West Point grad, who really was advocating this take a step back, this would be more measured in our approach, and hopefully we can somehow come back and negotiate our way to peace in Afghanistan. Whereas John Bolton, who is a smart guy and a good guy, but he has always been a hawk, and his answer is more military might, more military force, yeah, more military action. And according to media reports, that was where the big disagreement came about at the White House. And when you go up against a guy like Mike Pompeo, who is also the Secretary of State, you will lose that battle. And unfortunately for John Bolton, he lost.
All right. So that's where the situation stands there. We're talking about this resolution that's going to be adopted, my guess is, on Thursday is what it looks like right now. It's introduced by Jerry Nadler. It's a resolution for investigative procedures. What it's not, Andy, it's not a impeachment hearing.
Now, what the Democrats want you to think is that it's a vote on whether to impeach the president or whether or not to recommend articles of impeachment. That's what the Democrats want you to think it is, and that's how it's being rolled out. But it's a good idea sometimes to read the text of the document. And if you read the text of the document, you see that it's a procedural framework for the presentation of information in connection with an investigation to determine if we want to recommend articles of impeachment subject to modification as the committee deems appropriate. In other words, it's a bag of wind.
An agreement to agree.
An agreement to agree subject to modification.
Procedure.
Depending upon whether we change our mind later on, as Harry said earlier, depending on how much coffee we may have had that morning. So it's a nothing, but it's a step so that they preserve the illusion, the false illusion, that we're going to impeach this president.
Let me play what Newt Gingrich had to say about this on Fox News yesterday.
The left wing of the Democratic Party would go crazy if they didn't do it. I mean, Pelosi understands that she's got a real balancing act here, because all of the real aggressive energy in her party is on the nutcake left. And if she doesn't appease those people, her life would be totally miserable.
There you go. So this is, again, this is why I call it political theater. All right, let's go take a call, Jordan.
Yeah, Tim called in from California. Thanks for holding on, Tim. You're on the air.
Hey, Tim. Why don't we send Tim a copy of Jordan's book when it comes out? You've been holding a long time.
Yeah, he would be the second person.
Number two. All right.
To get the,
thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I like what you're seeing is the desperation of the Democrats. They didn't get their way. They'll do anything they can to get rid of the president. If this wasn't so serious, this would make a good Hollywood script. But if they keep this up, they're going to lose.
I think this is a. I do think this is a desperate move, Harry. I think this is it's showing desperation. And then I want to talk about the political consequences of it. But go ahead.
Well, I think it is a desperate political move, but I also think, in many respects, from the perspective of the left-wingers in Congress, it's a necessary move because they're trying to protect their left flank from attacks from even more leftist individuals. And so essentially they have reached a possible agreement to engage in a hypothetical investigation if they hypothetically gather more information down the road, which then propels them to launch a further investigation and then possibly talk about a real impeachment. But at the moment, all we're dealing with is the theater of the absurd.
Yep.
Yeah, I think, listen, they are playing a very dangerous political game. What they're doing right now is to they're playing that game right up until the line to protect themselves. This is about two things. Democrats trying to protect themselves from liberal primary challengers, and every House member has to run again every 2 years, includes Chairman Nadler, who's got challengers who are further to the left than him, people like the AOCs who took out his good friend from New York, Connolly. So they're worried about that. Number two, they're thinking to the casual observer of news.
Because most people are not engaged.
If you see this, you might think that they're actually starting impeachment of the president. Now, if they really were, and I said this while you just had to step out, if they were really starting impeachment proceedings of the president, ABC News would be covering this right now. CBS News, NBC would be breaking into their daytime television right now. John Bolton would not be on cable news right now if there was the House was prepared tomorrow to open actual impeachment hearings, inquiry into the president. That is not what is happening. But they're hoping to the casual observer, it sounds like that to hurt the president, which I think, again, is the second goal. Big goal here is they're trying to protect their own seats. Because yes, that party is moving far, far to the left.
All right, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. We're taking your calls, by the way, at 800-684-3110. Your reaction to this, what are they calling it? A investigative procedures resolution. We call it a House Democrats invent fake impeachment proceedings. 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
All right, back to the phones we go. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. How do you think this would impact the 2020 election? For some of you are calling, you have got Democrat members of Congress and that represent you. How do you think this is going to impact them? How do you think it will impact the presidential election, this move by Jerry Nadler? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, all those Democrat presidential candidates who made the debate stage, 10 of them will be on the debate stage tomorrow night after this vote has occurred. Most of them have already come out about where they are on impeachment. Most do support impeachment. Some of them would have to vote if this were to move forward. But let's go to Carol's call first in New York. And if you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Hey, Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Oh, hi. Well, I was just going to say I call this the CYB, which is cover your bottom move. But what I was asking about is that I keep hearing about impeachment, or they'll yell out and call Donald Trump a liar and yep, everything else, but I never hear anybody come back and say, okay, well, say one thing. Why is it you're saying this? Do they have any premise? What on earth are they talking about? Why would they want to impeach
him? So, Carol, they've rested their initial, whenever they discussed the word impeachment, Andy, they initially rested this on this. The Mueller report's going to be the definitive guideline. Of course, we were intimately involved in all of that proceeding, as you know, with Andy and I, and Jordan served as counsel to the president. We still do. And that did not go as they planned.
No.
They say this is expanding past that.
What they were hoping is that Mueller's testimony in front of Congress was going to really blow this wide open, and Mueller was going to to reveal how impeachment was absolutely necessary and the facts revealed it. The Mueller show was a really an instance, a very sad instance of a civil servant who has passed his time, and the great impact that this was going to make has evaporated. What this resolution is
what I would call in the South a hush puppy.
You like hush puppies.
That's what it is. It's a hush puppy.
But you like hush puppies.
In other words, when you're sitting around the campfire and the dogs are trying to eat your food, you got to appease them some way. And the way you appease them is you take some cornmeal and you throw it in their face, and the dog eats it and hushes. And this is a hush puppy for the left, because the left is baying like wolves to try to get the president, and you got to give them some hush puppies to keep them quiet. And that's exactly what this is.
You heard it first here.
A big, fat Jerry Nadler hush puppy.
You like hush puppies, though.
I love them. I eat them all the time.
You ate them last night.
I ate them last night. I could have it again today with some catfish. But that's what this stuff is. This is nonsense. This is not reality. This is an attempt to throw, as Jordan said, a sop to the left.
All right. So let me play what, and I'll ask Wes to comment on this. And Jordan, Doug Collins again. And Doug Collins is the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee. He's the Republican. Take a listen.
Except for the willing media in the local press here in D.C. who are lapping this up, thinking that we're doing something special when we're really not. This is simply a play for the show. This committee has become nothing but a committee of press releases.
Go ahead, Wes.
They're trying to have it both ways. They're trying to appease the fringe left of the party. And at the same time, they definitely do not want to anger and disenfranchise most people in the country, including moderate Democrats leading up to the 2020 election. Unfortunately, Jay, what this also indicates, though, is how much power and control the AOCs and the fringe left in the Democratic Party, how much power they have over the party leadership.
Yeah, I think that, Jordan, I only got a minute here. You'd think politically, though, going to the next steps, there's no way they do it politically.
If they go to the next steps, they will lose the House of Representatives, certainly lose the Senate, which was already tough for them, and lose the White House to President Trump. That's everything the Democrats don't want all wrapped up into one. So Nancy Pelosi gets that. The problem is the far left of her party doesn't. They're not political realists. They're radicals. And the radicals are running the ship right now. And that's what I'm concerned is that Jerry Nadler is going to be pushed so far here that who knows where he may actually go to try and save his own seat, even if that means a Democrat minority in the House after 2020.
All right, Jordan talks a lot about this in his new book, The Next Red Wave. It's coming out September 24th. You can get information at thenextredwave.com. You can also pre-order it now at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever you get your books. The book will be available, The Next Red Wave. It's a must-read. Sean Hannity did an endorsement, and I've got a forward to it.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Hey, we're going to play Undemocratic when we're done with this during the break. I think that was the kind of blues version of Undemocratic, which I like. We should do that. We haven't played that one in a long time. Let's have some fun with that one, if we have it. So let me go ahead and take calls. 800-684-3110. We're taking Facebook as well. Let's go ahead and take another phone call.
Yeah, Zeke called in from Florida on Live 5. Zeke, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You are on the air.
Hi, Zeke.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, first I want to thank you for all the good work you're doing for our country.
All right.
But my question is, isn't what they're doing basically trying to circumvent the Constitution? Isn't the Articles of Impeachment set up in the Constitution, and they're trying to do an end around the Constitution? And isn't it illegal what they're doing?
Well, it's what they're doing, I think, is setting up a show for Thursday, because this has got, I think everybody has said this on this broadcast today, this has got zero interest level in the American public. Zero. No one's talking about it now. No one barely mentioned it yesterday. The reason we're breaking this down is once we got the resolution, because look, I mean, we're the president's lawyers. We got to look at this, and I'm looking at, and good news, as I said, Andy, great news here. Jerry Nadler says the president's counsel, I guess that's us, not the White House counsel, right? We're the president's counsel.
Doesn't say the White
House. Yes, it'd be us. The president's counsel, and I love this. Again, here we go. May respond in writing to information and testimony presented to the committee in open session. May respond. Then, the chairman, after consultation with the ranking member, may invite the president's counsel to review and respond in writing to executive
sessions. Yeah, I don't think they really want that.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
I would love a chance to have all of us to be able to respond
in writing.
Oh, respond in writing. And
right.
Doug Collins, if you're listening, hey, ask Jay. Jerry said he's going to ask you. You know, Jerry said he's going to go to you, Doug, and say, "Hey, can we bring them in to the discussion? Can we get
have
their
the lawyers start responding?" Yeah, there you go. I don't think that's what they actually had envisioned.
No,
in
they
mind
don't
here.
Want that.
No, what they look. This is the prerequisite to what? To another prerequisite.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you have to understand.
Stalling
what it is
going to the election.
Yeah, I mean, I think Wes, you were saying this earlier. It's they're running out. They're trying to do something, knowing an election's coming up.
Yeah, and it amounts to, I mentioned a little bit ago, to political kabuki theater. It absolutely means nothing. Nancy Pelosi, you may not like the woman, but her political political instincts are solid, and that's why she's trying to do this balancing act, because if this were to go forward, and I can't imagine that it will, in the 2020 election, they will lose massively. They need to look back at what happened to the Republican Party when they impeached Bill Clinton in the House and how they lost the House because of that. And that will absolutely happen again. And Nancy Pelosi knows this. Those on the radical fringe left really either don't believe that or they don't care.
So Trish on Facebook said this: Andy's making great points and also making me hungry with his hush puppy talk. There you go.
I love a hush puppy.
But here's the political consequence of this. I mean, I'm going to take some more Facebook. By the way, Facebook and Periscope, get your questions in too. We've got a couple I need to get to. But Jordan, I'm looking at the real political reality on the timing of all of this. And to me, it seems like they know. I mean, they subpoenaed Don McGahn. Again, the president's, the White House counsel, I should say, so he represents the office of the president. They subpoenaed him. That's in federal court. So this is not, and you knew once it went to federal court how it would move, and it grinds at a slow pace, and the interest level just is not there.
No, I mean, listen to, this is a Democrat congresswoman on the Judiciary Committee playing the word game again, wordy birdie, bite 17. Take a listen. She's on MSNBC trying to explain this resolution. And she doesn't do a very good job of it.
I think this sends a clear signal that for anyone that was confused, we are in the midst of an investigation, and we will be looking at whether or not to recommend articles of impeachment to the House. That does not mean we're impeaching. It means we are in an investigation.
So we're not impeaching. I mean, that's what I got from her. And I mean, the primaries
the
that we're talking about.
It's on that one. We should break that one down for tomorrow's broadcast.
Yeah, it's just, again, I think it sends a clear signal that anyone's confused that we're in the midst of investigation. That's all you do. The Judiciary Committee investigates. I mean, that's part of their main role. And we'll be looking whether or not to recommend, but we are not impeaching. That does not mean we are impeaching. It means we are in an investigation. You mean the same one that you've been in, like Nancy Pelosi said, since Jerry Nadler started this investigation into whether to do this or not do this. This is I'm looking towards this. June 23rd, 2020. That's the New York primaries. Okay. Jerry Nadler wants to
Does he have a risk? Win.
A lot of them do. I don't know if it's legitimate yet, but you start not taking the actions the far left wants. I mean, did anyone think AOC was a real risk to Joe Connolly, who was the number four ranking Democrat in the House? No. So, I mean, I think determining who has a real challenger or not is pretty tough. But I think for the Democrats, they realize anything can happen if you don't placate the far left enough.
All right, so let's break this down again. So I'm going to start with Andy. I'm going to go right down the list here. I think this sends a clear signal for anyone who is confused.
I'm confused and I didn't get the signal. I'm sorry, because I don't see what she's talking about. A clear signal for anyone that's confused. The signal that it sends to me is that you've got to placate the left. So you say, well, we're going to start talking about procedures and rules that we're going to put in effect, maybe if we decide we're going to impeach.
Okay, then they say, Wes, we're in the midst of an investigation, as if that's breaking news.
Yeah. I mean, they have been in the midst of an investigation since President Trump was inaugurated.
Right.
That is not news.
And the Mueller report certainly didn't get it there. And then they say, Harry, and we will be looking at whether or not to recommend articles of impeachment in the House. That does not mean we're going to recommend impeachment. It means we're in an investigation.
Yes.
So what has changed? What's going to change on Thursday from Wednesday when this resolution passes?
Virtually nothing. In other words, they've decided to continue to talk about investigating, and they're going to come up with rules and procedures for investigating, and they are going to, and I think this is an important part of their calculus, they are going to feel better about themselves because they've had a discussion about a hypothetical impeachment.
So let's now, I want to bring this down to what this means for the American people here. So what is this going to be? This will be a press release on Thursday. It's going to be a resolution that passes over the objection of the Republicans, and the net effect of this is nothing.
Right. The net effect of this is nothing right now. We will see if this does enough to placate the far left that some of these Democrats like Jerry Nadler are concerned about. I think the second part we look at is, does it do exactly what I think that congresswoman is really wants, which is to confuse. She doesn't want people to be clear. She wants people to be confused. Is the president being impeached or not? I mean, they want that discussion to start. I think it's the role of a lot of us to make sure that's clear.
Yep.
Absolutely not.
We're going to grab this last call really quick.
Yeah. John in California, line one. John, you got about a minute. You're on the air.
Hey, John.
John, are you there?
All right.
So how did AOC get all that power and persuasion so quick over the party?
Well, I'll tell you how. She beat a guy that's been serving for four terms.
No, she beat the number four ranking Democrat,
been there 20 years, I think.
In New York. I mean, a Democrat stronghold. This is a place where the Democrat Party gets to choose their leaders. This is a long-standing Democrat family. They didn't take her seriously as a candidate, as a Democrat socialist. She won. And she's not going anywhere, I don't think. And I think she's going to continue to push the party to the left. They've also decided Nancy Pelosi, probably the worst political move she ever made, was to embrace that squad on that Rolling Stone cover with her in the middle, because the squad has been nothing but horrendous for Nancy Pelosi and traditional Democrat leaders.
All right, that does it for the broadcast today. We will be with you tomorrow, again, September 11th tomorrow, so a lot to remember. We'll be taking your calls on Thursday and Friday as well as the debates start. So I think this is all time for that. We'll talk about that. Jordan's book, The Next Red Wave, How Conservatives Can Beat the Leftist Aggression, Rhino Betrayal, and Deep State Subversion, September 24th, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your books. Pre-order it now. That will really, really help. Again, we will talk to you. Stay engaged with the ACLJ. You do that at aclj.org.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make